It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Happy Monday to you. Hope you had a tremendous weekend. I hope whatever the hell you did today has brought you happiness. I hope you're good. I hope you're safe. I hope you're well. I'll be hanging out with you for the next 4 hours. This is when the show gets started every weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. I'm being joined by super producer and host Ryan Hickey. He's holding it down for us in New York City. It's Monday, November 11th. It's been that way all day long, and it'll be that way for the rest of this afternoon, the rest of this evening, the rest of tonight. Depends on where you live. Because we got people listening coast to coast. You don't got to be in New York. You don't have to be in Atlanta. You could be in California. You could be in Canada. You could be in Hawaii. You could be overseas, underseas. You could be everywhere, anywhere. You can always listen to this show on the free Odyssey app, on your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate, SiriusXM channel 158. And if you got yourself a smart speaker, ask the speaker to play the Infinity Sports Network. We got a lot to get into. It's Monday. We got a Monday Night Football matchup. I don't know if it's a good one. I don't think it is, man. We have the Dolphins and we have the Rams. These are two teams going in two different directions. We had some good football over the weekend. Last night, it doesn't matter if the Lions get punched in the mouth. They're like the Terminator. They keep on coming. They won. How about that? They beat the Texans yesterday. Some college football matchups over the weekend. I'm wearing my Georgia Bulldogs hoodie. People looked at me as I came to the office in the street. It's like, this guy's a loser. We got BYU coming back to beat Utah. People are showing love to Deion in Colorado. And thank you so much. For the first time ever, rooting for Alabama. I was rooting for them to beat up on LSU. They certainly did that and ran them out of the building. Next time, don't bring a tiger into the football stadium. You got what you deserved. We got the Steelers had a great win. That was a fun game yesterday, taking on the Commanders. Not fun if you're a Commanders fan. Nothing was fun yesterday for the Dallas Cowboys. The Eagles are rolling. And Chargers are looking good. Ain't nobody talking about the Chargers. Man, we have so much to get into. Brian Fisher from NBC Sports is going to join us next hour to take a look at college football, what the college football playoff rankings might look like. There's going to be some teams that get left out. AP rankings have already been adjusted. And so we got a lot to get into here, okay? If you want to holler at me, you can. The phone number is 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. You can find me on the internet, the terrible place where just negativity is just all over the place. I am at JR Sport Brief. No negativity there. I'm at JR Sport Brief. Ryan Hickey, how are you on this Monday? You doing good?
Great, Jar. No negativity here either.
Good. Good to hear you. You enjoyed your weekend?
I did, yeah. Fun weekend. A lot of football watched. Didn't really do much else, so I'd say it was a success.
Good, man. Good. We're going to talk about this Dolphins-Rams game. We'll get into that as this week in the NFL season is getting ready to run up. But we had some real good games yesterday. No better game than I would say than what we saw between the Lions going out there and beating the Texans 26-23. Took a field goal pretty much at the end of the game to pretty much shut things down for the Texans. And the Lions, they came out and won a game. I don't want to say they had no business in winning, but they kind of sort of didn't have business winning. Because a guy who's basically been perfect over the past few weeks in Jared Goff, this man threw 5 interceptions in every type of variety and every type of way. We saw passes get tipped and fall. It's just everything possible. It's not a guy. There's not a team that won a game with 5 interceptions and won since 2012. That's the last time somebody went out there and threw 5 INTs. Well, now the Detroit Lions have won 7 straight. They got a record of 8-1. And Hickey, all day long, I've heard people talk about Lions Super Bowl, Lions Super Bowl, Lions Super Bowl. I'm like, okay, yeah, we know they're Super Bowl contenders. What the hell else are we supposed to say, huh?
It does feel like destiny, if you will, those wins happen where it's just so improbable, so unrealistic, and yet you somehow pull it out and move forward, right? It does feel like, okay, maybe this is, after all the years of futility, maybe this is actually Detroit's year.
Oh, man. Well, I mean, if it happens for them, good for them. You know, I mean, this has been I don't want to call an improbable run. I mean, they've been rolling now for two and a half seasons. They've been rolling. They got better. They got a step away from the Super Bowl last year. And I'm impressed. How could you not be impressed with what the Lions have been able to do now? And we know Aiden Hutchinson is now out for the year. They bring in Za'Darius Smith. He didn't play last night. They just got Jameson Williams back. This is an exciting time to be a Lions fan. And I hope all the Lions fans are excited. I mean, even their announcers are excited. Listen to the game-winning field goal yesterday. This is from the Lions Radio Network. Excitement for your Monday.
There's the snap, spot, kick away. It is up, and it is good! He got it! We're going to fly home on the wings of Jake Banks! Oh, baby! Good from 58, good from 52, and that's good enough for a victory for the Detroit Lions! Oh, what a comeback by this team! 7 in a row, down 16 at the break. They scored all the points in the second half. They are 8-1 on the season. You set the bar, they'll say how high. Big time stuff by this football team. Down at the half, but not out.
Yeah, you got to be excited if you're a Lions fan. They haven't been 8-1 since 1954. Most Lions fans, forget being an NFL fan. Most people don't remember that. Been awful. You just heard what the announcer said. They were down 23-7 at the half. They were losing time of possession. They were outbid in that regard. They were on the road against the Texans team. Yeah, they're dealing with wide receiver issues and injuries. But then they scored 16 straight points to tie. And then you just heard the game-winning field goal. They got Jacksonville next. I don't know if you want to call that a trap game. They should just go out there and beat the living hell out of them. Come on, they should be 9-1 by the time they finish with the Jacksonville Jaguars. Dan Campbell, one of the best quotes that you will hear anywhere in the NFL. He's proud of his team. I mean, these guys were getting their asses kicked, and they bounced back to win. They kept turning the ball over, and they still won. Listen to this.
You know, that was a hard-fought game, and you know, we had to fight our way back in there. And, you know, look, I'm proud of the guys. There's things that obviously we got to clean up, but, man, they just wouldn't go away. Our guys wouldn't go away. You know, and for our defense to play the way they played, you know, I thought our defense played good early. We just had one play here, one play there that really that hurt us. But second half, you come out and it's, you know, four punts, two picks, and a missed field goal. I mean, that's huge. And we talked about it at halftime. We just needed to get our takeaways.
Yeah, that's what you want, man. That's what you want. You want a team that's not going to quit, that's not going to get – you want a team that takes the life approach. It's not what happens when you get down. It's about how you get back up. And the Lions, obviously, they play for Dan Campbell. They fight through. And this is kind of crazy for a team that historically is just trash. They're fodder. They're a joke on Thanksgiving. But they've been able to turn things around and become a Super Bowl contender. And it's quite ironic when you look at Jared Goff, who was kind of sent off for the Rams because they wanted to win a Super Bowl. They did with Matthew Stafford. But Jared Goff was supposed to be window dressing until they got their franchise QB. Well, he is their franchise QB. And the fact that you can go out there and throw five interceptions and still win a game in an era and a time where guys just quit, you can go ahead and look at the Dallas Cowboys, by the way. You want to talk about some quitters. You can look at the Jets. Yeah, just a bunch of quitters. We live in an era of, oh, it hurts. Oh, there's some adversity. I'm just going to lie down. I'm not going to get back up. Nah, they got the hell back on up and they won. Listen to Jared Goff tell you last night, hey, five picks, it don't matter. I still got back up. I'm not Jameis Winston. I went and win the game.
Yeah, it's a battle. It's hard. I mean, again, I just said it to Eric, but I didn't feel like I was playing all that bad. I was seeing things well. You know, the tip ball, like, you know, ultimately I got to take care of the ball, but they were making some good plays and some things that weren't going our way, and I think ultimately, like, I never lost confidence because I felt like I was doing what I was supposed to do on most of those plays, and our defense really bailed us out. They really did all day, and the guys stuck with me on offense, and I was telling them, hey, man, I'm good. Just hang in there, and I'm good. I'm going to have this thing figured out, and they stuck with me.
Yeah, they were fine, man. All throughout that game, especially by the time we got to the second half where the Texans basically, you know, fell asleep, you felt confident that they were going to come back. They were going to get back into the game. After Amon-Ra St. Brown got that touchdown, it was just like, all right, here they are. They're back in this one. How could you not believe in the Lions? As Hickey said, maybe they're a team of destiny right now. I mean, when you can get smacked around and throw five picks, the last guy to throw five picks in an NFL game who didn't get benched, didn't get pulled, was Jameis Winston. What a shock and a surprise to absolutely nobody, but Jameis was the last guy to do it. We haven't seen a team throw five picks and win since the Falcons. Hello, Matt Ryan, as I told you back in 2012. And I feel good about the Lions. You know, I think they can definitely go to the Super Bowl, no different than what they did last year, except for 49ers got in their way. And damn it, the 49ers will probably be the team in their way again. They had a tough victory yesterday against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. It took a field goal to win that game after the kicker Moody missed three other field goals. So much so that we had a crazy-ass wide receiver in Deebo Samuel who's getting mad at the holder, the punter, the long snapper. He's mad at everybody, shoving people in the face. Hickey, what the hell is Deebo Samuel's problem? Where was Trent Williams to drive him into the dirt?
That was wild. I've never seen that. I hope to never see it again. I don't know what you're thinking. Like, I feel like kickers are like the one person on the team where you just got to leave alone, good or bad, right? Just let them be. You can't really say anything to them. That was shocking. And yeah, to your point, to have no one outside of the long snapper really kind of break it up or get in Debo's face and say, what are you doing? That was crazy.
Yeah, I hope there's some type of punishment that's coming. Probably nothing but a little strong talking to. I mean, what are we doing? Are we beating up on the special teams? You go kick the ball then. Does he go over to you when you have two drops in the game? Does he yell at you? Like, get out of here. Diva-ass wide receiver Deebo Samuel. Do better. And then, you know, not that I'm some fashion icon or staple. I am not. Did you see his outfit heading into the game yesterday, Hickey?
I did. Yes, kind of going the old LeBron James suit shorts, if you will.
Yeah, was it a suit? I thought he had on like a leather jacket. It looked like a blouse and shorts. That's what it looked like to me. I don't know what the hell he was wearing.
It was something that I would not wear. I'll say that.
And maybe if he had a better choice in clothing on the way to the game, maybe he wouldn't be upset. Maybe that's why he was so damn mad. Do better, Deebo Samuel. Now, having said that, yeah, you can favor the Lions to win the NFC. I'm not mad at you. I think today, at this moment, this second, I absolutely would favor them to win the NFC. We still have so much more football to go. The 49ers haven't reached their full peak. We'll see what they look like. Pearsall had a touchdown yesterday. We know Ayuk is not coming back. What are they going to look like the rest of the year? But I will still tell you this, and I don't think there's anything that will change my mind unless there's an injury, a few injuries, and injuries happen. This is the NFL. I would still favor the Kansas City Chiefs. If the Super Bowl was today and the Detroit Lions had to take on the Kansas City Chiefs, I'm going with the Chiefs. I'm going with the Chiefs until somebody knocks the Chiefs off. So congratulations to the Detroit Lions. Y'all are awesome. Y'all are amazing. Y'all are coming back from and winning games now that you have no business in winning, and you still do it. Congratulations. You're 8-1. You're the best team in the NFC. You can win the Super Bowl. Damn it, I said this last week. Take a look at a bunch of NFL teams. Who could you realistically see winning the Super Bowl? The Detroit Lions are right there, and that is a space, damn it, let's be real, that they haven't been. They've been a joke. Been a clown show. They have been nothing worth watching. Now the Lions, they're right here at the center of the NFL universe. They're in a place where they are unaccustomed to being. And let's see how long they can ride this out. Anything less, let me say, less than an NFC championship game is going to be beyond disappointing. Team of Destiny, I'm not so sure about that if they're hoisting the Vince Lombardi trophy. But the Lions are going to keep fighting to the end just like they did last night. Super Bowl, today I would take the Chiefs, but you know what? It's not February yet, so we still have time to see what they do the rest of the way. They got Jacksonville next. Hickey, they going to smash them or they going to fall asleep?
Honestly, both. You can play that game, you know, with one eye open. I think still win by two touchdowns.
Oh, boy. Yeah, Jacksonville is looking ugly. And Trevor Lawrence is busted up. Doug Peterson probably going to get the boot. The Lions, it's people throwing them food. Tear it up. Just tear up the food in the lion cage. Good. Congratulations to these Lions. See what they do the rest of the way. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227 is the number. That's 855-212-4227. We have so much to get into. I told you, next hour, we're going to be joined by Brian Fisher of NBC Sports. He's going to come on through to have a chat with us about so much of the college football action we saw over the weekend. We got the AP rankings yesterday. We got the next edition of the college football playoff rankings that come through tomorrow. We're going to get into so much. You know, I didn't even mention we have NBA stars who are hurt. What else is new? Guys like Zion and Kevin Durant. And then also, who am I missing? Anthony Davis and Chet Holmgren. Hickey, what? It's always the same guys in the league that get hurt, right? All the same guys.
You know what they say, big tree fall hard.
Yeah.
Well, he fell hard yesterday.
Well, Chet, man, he needs to eat.
That too.
Zion needs to give him some of the weight that he has, and maybe he could last through a game. And if Zion lost some weight, maybe he wouldn't be having all these hamstring issues. But what can I say? We got so much to get into. We'll get into that. Talk about the Steelers, the Chargers, the Eagles. New York City football in the NFL is garbage right now. Thank you so much to the New York Giants and Jets. We'll talk about the Chargers. Of course, at the end of the show, we'll go through a few things that took place this day in sports history. We're just getting warmed up. On the other side of the break, you know what? Let's talk some Monday Night Football. Let's look at the Rams and the Dolphins. You're locked in. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, coast to coast, the Infinity Sports Network.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show. Here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Another Monday. Monday Night Football, getting ready to wrap up another week of the NFL. Is this a gift or a curse tonight? I don't know what the hell this is. We have the Dolphins. We have the Rams in Los Angeles. Rams out here trying to win three straight games. Dolphins just going in the complete opposite direction. Even with Tua Tagovailoa back, it hasn't made too much of a difference. They have a record of 2-6. Rams are rolling. Right now they got a record of 4-4. You got Cooper Kupp healthy. You got Puka Nacua healthy when he's not punching people. Speaking of being healthy, Tyreek Hill is healthy. This man didn't play or practice, I should say, last week because of a wrist issue. Any version of Tyreek Hill out there on the field is certainly going to help. Whether or not he's going to be worth a damn, we'll figure out. But this guy's known for speed. Even having him on the field, even if he doesn't catch a pass, is going to be advantageous to the squad. And so we know the Rams are trying to gear up just to try to potentially go on any type of run in the NFC West. And the Dolphins, I mean, they're done. Just lost to Buffalo last week, 30-27. Had to go through so many quarterbacks. Thank God, too, is healthy. Nobody wants to look at Huntley or Skylar Thompson, Tim Boyle. It's been bad for the Dolphins, given what we saw last year. And this year, we won't even have an opportunity to see them, you know, go into a cold weather city and lose because they ain't making the playoffs. And somehow, Hickey, does Tua need his head checked out? I can't believe he said this. Is his head okay?
I would say right now that answer is no.
Okay. Let's listen to Tua Tagovailoa because he said that there's still time for us to get this season right. Okay, Tua.
Some guys have actually gone through what we're going through now and have been able to turn it around. Myself included, and you know, we all have different stories of what that looks like and the outcome of what can happen if you go on a streak.
No, bro. I just told you Tyreek Hill is back. Well, not back, but he will play because of his wrist, or in spite of his wrist. This team has been so bad all year because of the injury, the head injury to Tua Tagovailoa, and Tyreek Hill has one touchdown on the season. We know that that's not doing nothing. And it only takes him one reception to have a game's worth of yards because he just gets the ball and could go down the field. But somebody needs to tell Tua, y'all are cooked. The Buffalo Bills got this. They're actually more competitive teams in the AFC North. How to, you're A, not winning the AFC East. And then B, you're not getting a wild card. You can throw that on out the window. And so there is no streak that's going to turn things around for the Miami Dolphins. They might as well start thinking about next year. You're not the Rams. I told you about the Rams' three straight victories. Think about being in a competitive division. They are 4-4, and they may not make the playoffs. The Seahawks are 4-5, even though they lost two straight. That's the worst of it. The 49ers are 5-4 after that field goal to beat the Bucs yesterday when Deebo Samuel wasn't fighting with the special teams unit. The Cardinals are 6-4 after they smacked around those awful New York Jets. Come on now. The Rams are showing life. The Rams should beat the Dolphins today. They should. Sean McVay, he looks at his team. They've been hurt. They've been wounded. Now they look healthy. Sean McVay, the football man, Super Bowl champion. He's happy with what his team is doing.
I think we've stayed together pretty well. Now, we want to be able to play more complete football. I think our guys know that, but there's been a lot of resilience, a lot of mental toughness that's been demonstrated by this group, and they just kind of stay in the fight, and that's what I love about them.
Yeah, well, fight, right? We just talked about that with the Detroit Lions. They fought yesterday despite five interceptions from Jared Goff, and they still won the game. Well, you know what? Let's hear from the guy who replaced Jared Goff, and then he won a Super Bowl. Let's take a listen to Matthew Stafford, because we know the quarterbacks and the leaders always have to compliment the opposition. Well, he took a look at the Dolphins' defense, and he said, I got to think of something nice to say, so here it is.
You look at Miami's defense, you know, fantastic players at all levels, you know, veteran guys that understand what it takes to win in this league, and, you know, a really misleading record when you look at, you know, how they play football when they're healthy.
Oh, yeah, when they're healthy. But that's part of the game, bro. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if they're not healthy. They are what they are. They stink right now. They better hope, and yeah, Tua Tagovailoa is awesome, right? Since he's been back, completing 80% of his passes, three touchdowns, has yet to throw an interception. And we know the offense is dynamic. Let's see what they do. Okay, Hill will play. Waddle will play. The offense can keep them alive in this game. But you'd have to take the Rams at home. I wouldn't be surprised if Miami won, but I'll tell you this. Take the Rams at home. Yeah, what a crap end for the week, right? Monday Night Football, Rams and Dolphins. Exciting. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Let's go to Brian. He's calling up from Wisconsin. Brian, you're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up?
Hello?
Yes, you are live on the radio, Brian. What's going on?
Good. I'm good. I'm a big listener of the show. I've only got it call in one time, so I just wanted to say you guys do an amazing job. I listen to you 5 days a week. I turn on the Odyssey app, and I drive for Walmart transportation. I literally listen to this all day at all my stops. And I just wanted to touch a little on your opinion on football, and it's a really tough subject. I've been a Bears fan since I was 8, and I wanted to just talk a little bit about Caleb Williams.
Oh, boy. Well, let me tell you something, Brian. We're going to talk about Caleb Williams in probably next hour. Let's just
next
put it.
Next hour?
Pretty soon. Give me about an hour, maybe 90 minutes. We'll talk about Caleb, okay?
Sounds good.
I'll tell you this, though. It's not easy to throw the football when you got to run for your life, okay?
You know what? Yeah, that was hard to watch. And I feel like the Bears, I feel like they're just killing Caleb Williams.
Oh, yeah, the season.
it's not good.
No, the season is over for the Chicago Bears. The season is done. Eberflus is done. And unfortunately for this man being Caleb Williams, he's going to enter into next season with a new head coach, a new offensive coordinator, and the Bears fans have to hope that the Chicago Bears as an organization haven't tanked the guy who they hope is their future quarterback. That's what they have to hope.
You know, here's a really, really cool story. So George McCaskey, he coaches baseball, Little League baseball in Kirkland, Illinois.
Wow.
And it's really hard to talk to. I've met him a couple times, and I asked him specifically, and I was just me asking, I go, do you feel like you've got the right people running the Chicago Bears?
And he goes,
I do. Do you?
Yeah. So, well, he's not, you're basically asking him, hey, man, are you hiring the right people? Otherwise, you need to fire yourself. So you weren't going to get any different type of answer. So we'll see what happens. We're going to talk about how bad they look. And, I mean, Eberflus, he is on borrowed time at this time. Hey, Brian, listen, you drive safe out there, okay?
I will. Thank you. And it was nice, really a pleasure talking to you.
All the time. You call me anytime, Brian. You know where to find me. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Mark is calling from Nova Scotia. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Mark?
Hey, JR. So I have a different take on this Tyreek Hill situation. Been kind of obsessing over it a little bit. I'm not a Dolphins fan, but just sort of following the drama going on today. Then I know that a lot of it could just be gamesmanship, but if his agent was talking about surgery earlier, like it sounds serious. And even if he can play, like, I think if it's even half true, just sit him out for a bit. Like, it just seems like way too much of a risk for, you know, he's so valuable to the team, and the team's not going to go to the playoffs.
Mark, well, we know he is valuable to the team.
Yeah.
We also know that prior, and thank you for calling from Nova Scotia, we know prior to the season that this was a guy who was looking for a contract extension. We see the top wide receivers in the game are sitting now at the $33, $34, $35, $36 million range. And Tyreek was like, man, I got 30. I need to put some more on top of this. The Dolphins are going nowhere. I know it. You know it. They know it. Well, but they got to play the games. They have to present something. And we know if they don't have Tyreek Hill out on the football field at all, then this game is definitely a loss. You might as well put the L up on the board right away. Dolphins do not win this game tonight if Tyreek Hill is not on the football field. He might be the greatest decoy that we've seen all season tonight in Los Angeles. Let's just put it that way. Because Tyreek Hill being out on the field, you got to account for him. I know his wrist is bothering him. He didn't practice last week. But when you boil it down, the fact of Tyreek Hill coming off of the line of scrimmage and racing his ass on down the field, that's enough. The defense has to account, and it will still open things up for Tua Tagovailoa, even if he never throws the ball in his direction. So if it could be worst-case scenario, I doubt that we'd see Tyreek Hill. I'd think that he's healthy enough to go out there. Now, am I changing my mind on who's going to win? Hell no. I got the Rams at home. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast-to-coast on the Infinity Sports Network. The phone line's still open, 855-212-4227. It's 855-212-4227. One of our callers just asked about Caleb Williams. I wonder if he wishes he was back at USC right now. I mean, he could got his ass whooped there, getting his ass whooped here in Chicago for the Bears. We're going to talk some college on the other side of the break. The Bulldogs, they got whooped by Ole Miss. And Texas Tech got whooped by Colorado. And BYU, they came back to beat Utah, Indiana, they beat Michigan. We have so much to get into. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Yeah, this is party music. I guess they were playing this in Oxford over the weekend. Ole Miss finally beat Georgia. Georgia finally lost to a team not named Alabama. This was ugly for me to sit down and watch. It was kind of pathetic. I quit. Hickey, I didn't watch this. So I said, I'm not watching this crap. It's over. This is garbage.
When did you turn it off?
I was in and out. So I never really quit. I was in and out. I'm like, what am I watching this for, man?
Yeah, I mean, they outside of the interception on the first drive, they never really gave you a reason to believe, especially offensively, they had a chance.
They lost to Ole Miss. The Bulldogs did 28-10. I'm not an oracle. I'm not a mind reader. I can't predict the future. But when Jackson Dart went out with that ankle, and then he came back, I was like, all right, this is done. Like, the Bulldogs, they had no fight. Carson Beck, I guess he had a good week. He only threw for one interception. That's an improvement over the 3-3-2 that he's been giving away over the past several weeks. And the Bulldogs, man, Hickey, was it a month ago I said they ain't winning nothing? Was it a month?
It was a month after the Alabama game.
Yeah, and now we see Alabama running through LSU like nothing, like a hot knife through butter. But, man, these Bulldogs, they're not doing that. Not with Carson Beck. Can't move, can't run, can't escape the pocket. If the situation is not perfect for Carson Beck, he ain't doing nothing. And so, as a result, these Bulldogs, they fall nine spots in the AP Top 25. They fall from 2 to 11. This is just bad all the way around. And I got to be honest here, man. They got Tennessee next. Would you be shocked if they lost to Tennessee? The answer is no. They better finish things off against Massachusetts. Yeah, and Georgia Tech, final game of the year. Okay, they can beat Miami, but if the Bulldogs lose to them, I doubt they do. But come on, we've seen worse. And so Kirby Smart is looking at the schedule, and he's going, hey, man, guys, our schedule's been tough. Stop making excuses. Listen to this.
I mean, welcome to the SEC, baby. I mean, I said when the season started that it was going to be the toughest schedule we've ever had in the SEC with the addition of, you know, the Texas game on top of all the others we had to play. And it's extremely tough. It's difficult. I mean, the outlook of going to those four road games, the Kentucky, the Texas, the Alabama, and this one, we knew it was going to be really tough.
Y'all ain't built for this, man. They're not. Y'all ain't built for this. Georgia Bulldogs not winning no national championship this year. Sorry. Hickey, the worst part about when they lose, and I guess I should just get used to this, right? I went to the Hawks game on Saturday, Hickey. I'm leaving a Hawks game. Afterwards, I'm back home in my neighborhood. People are like, hey, they lost? I go, yeah. And then I got to have a whole conversation. It's like I just need to wear neutral clothes everywhere so I don't have to talk about a bunch of losers every day.
I think you do. Yeah, I'm actually surprised that people even asked if the Hawks won or lost. I figured they just would assume it would be an L at this point.
Yeah, well, correct. People are trying to figure, wait, why are you wearing that? Okay. You know, hey, Bulldogs, hey, tough loss yesterday. I'm like, yeah, I know. I think we all know. Tough loss. Ain't no national championship for the Bulldogs this year. I don't give a damn where they're placed in a college football playoff. Don't expect squat diddly from them. Anyway, a team that does have a quarterback who can move. He might be the first quarterback taken off the board. People got to show love, whether they want to or not, to the Colorado Buffaloes. They beat Texas Tech, getting tortillas. Hickey, did you ever see that? The tortillas getting thrown and signed?
I've never seen one signed. Yeah, I don't know why that's allowed, but
it's soft, right? You could throw. You can't. Dion was mad about the water bottles, not about the tortillas.
Which I get. I mean, we can get into a discussion of, you know, how, you know, if you want to, if soft objects are allowed to be thrown.
Uh huh. Okay.
Are water bottles really that hard? I would argue no. But anyway,
yeah, you can concuss somebody with a water bottle. Yeah.
No.
Yes, you can, bro. If you get a water bottle to the right side of your head, not right side specifically, the correct part of your head,
right,
you can be concussed. Nobody's getting a concussion off of a piece of flat bread. Come on.
Yes. But again, I mean, if we're throwing them on the field, what are we doing here? But anyway, yes, yeah. It was. I've never seen one signed, to answer your initial question. That was interesting. But you know what? That's college football for you. That's Texas Tech.
Yeah, it was. I mean, they got to find something better to do. Colorado 7-2, Shador Sanders, 2 touchdowns. Travis Hunter, a touchdown, almost 100 yards receiving. Had an interception that was waved off, so he ended up with no defensive stats. Colorado has won 3 straight games. And Shador, he's like, yeah, they were throwing tortillas at us, but we still came back and won the game. Listen to this.
We knew we could do it. You know, like, it wasn't ever any pressure or ever anything, because we have that confidence as a team that, okay, if the defense give up some, they're going to figure it out. For example, if offensively we're not going and we're not going right now, the defense know we're going to figure out. So it's all those wins, and it's that team love between each other to where we know we got each other's back.
Well, you should just use Travis Hunter by name. Just say Travis Hunter's name. The defense, the just him. It's y'all two out there. The rest of the team is following everybody else's lead. Come on now. Colorado has won three straight games. Listen, there's no guarantee, folks, though, that they go to the playoff. Okay, let's be clear about that. You think about what the rest of the Big 12 looks like. BYU is still 9-0, and I will get to them in a second, knocking off Utah. Utah feels like they got screwed. They have Arizona State, Iowa State, Kansas State. All of those teams are 7-2, the same way that Colorado is. Maybe I'm missing something. Did Colorado, like, beat the living hell out of somebody? Hickey, am I wrong? Like, what is their most impressive win? I'm trying to find it.
I mean, unless I'm mistaken, and maybe I am here, I mean, you may have to go back to, like, North Dakota State.
Oh, my God.
Week one, like, they're a good program.
Right.
And, yeah, they've beaten right now the bottom of the barrel. I mean, Texas Tech's a good win. That's easily, in all reality, their best win of the season, especially since the Red Raiders beat Iowa State the week before. But I'm with you. Like, they played, look, great season. And they've, right now, even against bad teams, have gone further than I could have anticipated. But you're right. Like, let's see when they play a good team. Let's see when they make the Big 12 title game, how they fare against most likely BYU.
Yeah, they got Utah, Kansas, in Oklahoma State to finish things out. Like, they have to win out, I believe, if they want to go ahead and make the playoff. They're gonna have to win the Big 12 championship game. They're gonna have to do that, I think, if they're gonna make the playoff. So congratulations to them for being good. We know that they were overhyped last year, but to be in this position is still good. But to think that they automatically, as of today, deserve a berth in a college football playoff, it might be good for money. We know it'd be good business-wise. I don't know if football, all things considered, if Colorado is a playoff team. I don't think so. We just talked about BYU. They did beat Utah. They're 9-0. Utah led 21-10 at halftime. I was looking at this game like, oh, here we go. But then they shut them out in the second half. And Utah, you thought they should have got a chance at the end of the game. They didn't. They feel like they got screwed. BYU holds on to win. And after you're down 21-10 at halftime, what do you tell the crew if you are a Kalani Sitake? This is what he said.
Keep believing. Keep believing. Share the scripture. Helaman chapter 5, verse 12. You build a strong foundation, it can withstand anything and it won't fail. So these guys believed in it from the very beginning. They bought into everything that we've asked them to. And this is the result of it. I mean, it worked out in our favor. Give a lot of credit to Utah. They had a great game plan. But, man, this is what this game should be about. I don't mind the boring losses, but this one's got to be, it's got to feel good, especially with all the BYU fans. They've been on the other side of this before. I'm happy for all of them.
Hey, it's so dignified. Hickey, would they let me into BYU? Would they accept me?
After they hear this show, probably not.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, well. Yeah, you're probably right about it. I punch up BYU requirements to get in. NYU comes up, so I guess not. A message from the Lord. No, JR can't go to a BYU. Congratulations to them on being, 9-0. Congratulations as well to Indiana. I was hoping for this. Indiana beat Michigan 20-15. Every Michigan loss is like manna from heaven. Thank you so much. And Kurt Cignetti, he looked at his team, Indiana, climbed the 5th on the AP rankings right now. And he's just like, yeah, I like my team. I'm proud of them.
Defense bend, don't break in the second half. Wouldn't let him in the end zone. Punt return was a huge play there. And then we stop them and we get the first down that we need. And so it's a good win. Not many style points there. Not going to be many people banging the drum saying Indiana ought to be rated higher in the BCS. and all that good stuff. But, you know, the Indiana Hoosiers are 10-0 and have a week off. And so does Coach Signe's got a day off tomorrow.
Hickey, does he know how the playoff works this year?
I don't know if he knows, and I'm not sure if he cares.
He's like the BCS?
That's a blast from the past.
Hey, look, as long as he's winning games, I guess that's all that matters. Hey, congratulations as well, Alabama. I mentioned this. They beat LSU 42-13. Hickey, I didn't pay attention. I didn't see the Tiger. Did you see a Tiger in there?
I saw a pregame, I believe. Yeah, he was in there.
Oh, boy. Ugh.
Karma.
Good for them. Yeah, good for them on losing. Leave the Tiger where the Tiger is. Don't bring him into no damn football stadium. Hickey, next we should bring one solitary human into a stadium full of 100,000 Tigers. See how the human likes it, okay?
I'm with it. Let's do it.
And we'll talk more football on the other side. It's the JR Sport Brief Show. Don't move.